Chapter 20. First Presbyterian Cemetery, Monday, August 13, 1906. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Hattie stood on patchy parched grass next to the newly dug plot. It looked raw as a fresh wound against the late summer landscape, and during the service she deliberately stared at the hazy hills on the horizon to avoid seeing the gleaming coffin sitting before it. Occasionally, a whiff of the fresh-cut flowers blanketing Jane Ellen's coffin spiraled on the wind. Hattie tried to marshal her thoughts into some sort of order, but it was hard. All she could seem to do was feel. A hard, tight knot of misery lodged behind her breastbone as she gazed through the shield of her veil at the large crowd gathered in the cemetery to pay their last respects to Jane Ellen Murdoch. Hattie wondered with some bitterness how many of them would have attended had it been her funeral. Her need to get out of this town began to border on desperation. It was hard enough before, knowing herself to be despised. Then, at least, she had Moses and Jake and Jane Ellen, and she hadn't had this grinding sense of betrayal and violation. Standing very still, she tried by sheer force of will to subdue the fine tremors rippling along her nerve endings. "Are you all right?" Hattie started as Jake took her arm, and she realized the service was over. Growing cold all over, she tugged in panic against the hand under her elbow. "Don't touch me." Jake stiffened and dropped her arm. He wished he could see her face, but it was a pale, insubstantial shadow behind her veil. He'd felt the tremors vibrating through her, and there was an air about her warning of nerves stretched to the breaking point. He wanted to hold her until she calmed, then take her somewhere where they could talk. The way she kept her face slightly but perpetually averted from him, however, discouraged any attempt on his part to get close to her. He stuffed his hands in his pockets. Hattie thought she would come unhinged during the impromptu reception line staged near the line of black-draped carriages. Everyone wished to pay their respects, and naturally she was expected to stand next to Augusta, Doc, and Jake as part of the family. It was difficult to find the correct responses to murmur back to people, who under ordinary circumstances would be dissecting her reputation behind politely raised hands. Regardless, she did her best. The wind whipped up, and she concentrated on the shadows racing across the cemetery as clouds sped across the blue sky.